A disturbing picture is emerging from Ukraine as authorities accuse departing Russian forces of committing war crimes. In Bucha, a town on the outskirts of Kyiv, local officials say dozens of civilians are buried in a mass grave. Photos show streets littered with bodies, some with their hands tied behind their backs. According to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, it is evidence of genocide. Here he is speaking to CBS News through an interpreter.
We are the citizens of Ukraine. We have more than 100 nationalities. This is about the destruction and extermination of all these nationalities.
World leaders are echoing Zelensky's outrage, including President Biden, who today called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Let's bring in Michael Robinson Chavez. He's a photojournalist with our editorial partners at The Washington Post, joining us from the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv. Michael, welcome.
Thanks very much. It's good to be with you.
Good to have you. Now, the world is just horrified at these images of mass graves and apparent executions of civilians in Bucha. What details have you and your colleagues been collecting about the alleged war crimes in recent days in Ukraine?
My colleagues who are based out of Kyiv have been going into Bucha yesterday. Heidi Levine, a photographer that's working with us at The Post, went in there, and along with many of my other colleagues, have just been making photographs that have been very hard to look at, and to realize that this is happening. And I'm afraid that we're going to find this happening in more places than just Bucha.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, you've seen atrocities of your own. Last night or this weekend, you were at a hospital in Mykolaiv that was hit by Russian bombs. What did you see?
Yes, I mean, fortunately, there were no fatalities at that hospital. It was hit last night, but we went this morning, and it was severely damaged. Just about every window in the entire building was broken. They were trying to clean up as best they could, and the patients, including the maternity ward, were ushered into a basement, a bomb shelter. That's a very cramped area, and they were tended to down there and tried to, you know, be made as comfortable as possible as this cluster bomb, what we believe was a cluster bomb, fell right next to the hospital. And it was obvious that it was deliberately targeted that way, that they were going for this hospital, because we've seen that in the past. We also went into some villages north of Mykolaiv and heard really horrible stories from people there when the Russians were occupying those small villages. Tales of torture, murder in some cases, just terrorizing the populations, stealing all their vehicles, heavy damage to homes, parachute bombs destroying entire homes. And it's just been kind of one thing after another. I mean, I think what we're seeing in and around Kyiv is on another level of just, you know, being so horrific.
I understand you've also been in the key city of Odessa in the south of Ukraine, which is, from my understanding, mostly been spared from the bombing. What can you tell us about a recent strike on a fuel depot there?
That's correct. Odessa has largely been spared. The city center has not been struck at all. Life was kind of returning to normal in the past few days. More businesses were opening. And then yesterday morning, we were shaken awake at about 6 a.m. local time by a series of explosions. And it was a gas depot that of late, the Russians seemed to be hitting a lot of gas depots in and around the country in various locations. And the entire city was enveloped in smoke, massive columns of smoke rising from the port area that was just to the east of kind of the northeast of Odessa. So those were deliberately targeted. And I think it kind of shook the city a bit because, as you said, it had been quiet there previously.
So put that into context for us. Is it your feeling that as the Russian troops have moved away from Kyiv and, you know, focused more on the south and east of Ukraine, that there has been a noticeable shift there where you are?
Yeah, I think that's the fear, is that now they've pulled back from Kyiv and left those horrible atrocities in their wake. And a lot of people here within Ukraine fear that obviously the Donbas region in the east will be ramped up as far as the assault coming from there. But then here in the south, which has been pretty quiet as far as Odessa is concerned, that, yeah, there's a lot of fear that they are going to make a push from this area. Kherson, which is just southeast of where we are right now, has a very strategic dam that the Russians certainly want to control. And have been, they believe there might be a push in that area. So, and even Boris Johnson was weighing in that, you know, they need some kind of weapons that they can battle the ships that are out in the Black Sea that, you know, they launch cruise missiles from those ships.
British Prime Minister, right? Michael Robinson Chavez, British the Prime Minister, that's right. With our editorial partners at the Washington Post. Thank you so much, and please stay safe.
Thanks for having me. Take care.